There's a big deal today in the world of sneakers. Germany's Adidas is buying Massachusetts-based Reebok in an athletic shoe pairing valued at nearly $4 billion. The acquisition should give Adidas added traction in its race with industry giant Nike. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Long before Nike sold its first waffle-soled running shoe, Adidas was the world leader in sporting goods. Reebok enjoyed its own heyday during the aerobics craze of the 1980s. For more than a decade, though, the two companies have been eating Nike's dust, with just over $11 billion in combined sales last year to Nike's $14 billion. Adidas chairman Herbert Hainer said today the acquisition of Reebok should help both companies pick up their pace and finally catch up to their swoosh-bearing competitor.
This is a perfect fit for both of the companies because it is so complementary, and I definitely think it is a milestone in the industry.
The merger combines Adidas' strength in Europe with Reebok's presence in the big U.S. market. Reebok pitchman Yao Ming of the Houston Rockets should also help the combined company in China as the sporting world looks forward to the Beijing Olympics in 2008. The companies say the merger will not result in any significant job cuts. Reebok will maintain its headquarters in Massachusetts, and founder Paul Fireman will stay on for now as CEO of the Reebok brand. Fireman says Adidas and Reebok will keep their separate stables of athletic and celebrity endorsers and retain their distinct brand identities.
Remember, consumers have different personalities, and therefore they look at the brand slightly different. So I think it's a race that's not necessarily going to be one or the other. It's going to be together we're going to both work hard to do our best for both our brands to exist.
The two brands' different personalities are on display at this Big Five sporting goods store in San Diego, where saleswoman Dina Young says the shoes appeal to very different customers.
Adidas, they have like that old school look to it and stuff like that. Not everybody is into that. But Reebok is like a better looking shoe. It's more like casual. You can wear it for anything, basically. Anything.
Adidas executives today praised Reebok's strategy of offering hip-hop casual shoes aimed at fashion-conscious consumers. Eric Jochumstaller, who heads the market strategy firm Vivaldi Partners, says today's deal will allow Adidas to go after that same fashion market without the risk of alienating its more serious athletic customers.
Now, actually, Adidas can do exactly what they always did, namely emphasize performance through technology and then use the Reebok brand in that fashion or entertainment sort of direction to capture an important segment of the market.
The Adidas-Reebok combination comes at a time when Nike is under new management since the retirement of Phil Knight as CEO last year. Chief Analyst Marshall Cohen of the market research firm NPD Group says today's deal will force the market's leader to take notice.
In the past, they've really just kind of stayed in the front, and like anyone running a good race, you just stay focused on the finish line. Today, this really changes everything, and now Nike's got to really look around every once in a while at the competition.
For Adidas, though, managing a stable of diverse brands will be no easy task. Earlier this year, Adidas announced plans to unload the French sporting goods company, Salomon, for $590 million. That's less than half what Adidas paid for the company 8 years ago. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.